spite of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Cass.
And Bell.
And we are a couple of critics. Yeah. So we are back with another Couple Critics podcast. First, I want to, you know, we got to thank everybody that has gone to the website,
yes,
that's been watching our new skits. Divorce Not an Option and everything. So yeah. We appreciate everybody.
Thank you guys.
Let's get to the podcast. All right. We're not going to keep them too long because you know I can talk. So what are we talking about today, baby?
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about the new mini series that is out on Disney right now called Ironheart.
Okay. Ironheart. Yeah, we saw that last night.
Yeah, Disney dropped 3 episodes. Uh-huh, so I thought, you know, we did stay up watching it. So we'll kind of give our thoughts on Ironheart.
So this is podcast 1.
Yes.
Part 1. Okay. So I'll let you go first. What did you think?
I mean, I will tell you, I like the series so far. For those that don't know, so Ironheart is basically a, television miniseries, and its creator is Shanika Hodge. And so she created, based on the Marvel comics, you know, and it features, you know, Ironheart, the character. And so the whole thing is supposed to be after, the events of Wakanda. And so this is where the kind of, you know, after Black Wakanda Forever 2022. And so this is where we kind of take it and discuss.
So you liked it. So,
yeah, I mean, I did. I really did like it. I thought it was pretty good so far. The main character, Shanika, Riri. I thought she's a great actress for the role, and some of the casting characters as well. I thought, you know, everyone so far seems to be meshing well together.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
it's 2 people on podcast, I'm gonna take the other road. Okay.
I'm
not very impressed by it. Spoiler alert. Okay. Apparently the main villain besides the hood that's in it right now is Mephisto.
Mm-hmm.
Mephisto is a character that's famous in Marvel. He's pretty much the devil of the Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
For years, there's been hints of him around.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's going to make his MCU debut with Ironheart. Apparently. Okay. But the problem I have with this is that Mephisto is all about magic and mm-hmm. things like that, right? And we've had those elements in Marvel where we've had, of course, Doctor Strange. The Scarlet Witch. We had Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
Agatha. And Mephisto has not popped up in any of those. Mm-hmm. But he's going to pop up in the one that is about machines, the suit and all that. And I just don't think that is appropriate introduction to a character that is so powerful, that is so prevalent in the Marvel world,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to bring him into this television. For me, Mephisto is a movie character. Excuse me. Now, with that said, though,
mm-hmm.
I did read an article that Marvel said that they're going to start focusing. They're going to go back to the TV shows to be more of the street level
mm-hmm.
Characters like the Daredevils and things like that, because the Thunderbolts was in a sense, a flop
mm-hmm.
For the overscope of everything. It made money, but for the overscope, it was a mm-hmm. flop because there was so many unknown characters in it.
Yeah.
Compared to other movies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to focus on the street characters mm-hmm. in the shows, and then the bigger characters for the movies, which mm-hmm. I completely agree with. When you take series like Loki, which was a phenomenal series,
mm-hmm.
but he's a huge character.
Yeah.
That was a huge mm-hmm. thing. And, I'm hearing that Avengers, the war, Secret Wars and stuff, Doomsday is going to have, Loki in it
mm-hmm.
because of that. But I do agree with them taking it back to the level, to the street level. The Ironheart just doesn't seem in place. Now, spoiler alerts, one of the main characters is the son of the mentor of Tony Stark's.
Yes.
Yes. The guy that got killed.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, with his suit trying to fight Iron Man. I think it was Iron Man 2 or 3. I forgot which one. So, you know, they are tying it into the MCU, but I just don't like the idea of this genius girl, which doesn't matter, this absolute genius girl that's running around the city in a suit and nobody has tapped into her and her creativity. The Wakandas let her go. They just said, F you, bye, go back to the
America. Why did they say F you, bye?
This girl that has this brilliant mind pretty much said, F you, go back to New York, right? Go back to school, bye. The Stark Foundation doesn't care about her suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she's creating AIs and all this other stuff. It just, to me, it just seems very, very out of place. I don't see the connection. I know that Price, they talk about her being the young Avengers.
Yeah, she's the young generation.
She's going to be in the Young Avengers. Mm-hmm. But I still, like, for now, it just doesn't make sense. I don't like it. I think the storyline is stupid. It doesn't make sense. So that's just me.
Okay. I mean, again, we're a critic. So it's the first three episodes so far. The next three episodes will be dropped in July 1st. And so it's a total of 6 episodes in the miniseries. So I guess we'll kind of see how it all go. I'm hopeful for it. Like I say, I think it's a great cast that they have so far for it. And I just kind of see it going into a little bit of a different direction. And so hopefully it's a good series.
One thing I did watch out for, there was a lot of controversy about having a transgender person in it. And,
one of the characters.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest.
I thought it was a great character.
It was a great character. I don't think it was overdone. Mm-mm. You know, I don't think it was like, so prevalent that, you know, that character doesn't seem like they were making a statement.
Yeah, I don't
it just
think
seemed
so.
Like a regular character. Mm-hmm. He, you know, she's just happy to be transgender.
Yeah.
But it was a good part. I don't think it was too much.
I don't think it's overdone.
You know, because sometimes they try to make a statement with characters sometimes. And I don't, the character didn't, it made sense, you know, and it wasn't overdone. Was it so like feisty girl? Mm-hmm. You know, it was an emphasis on her sexuality.
I mean,
what I'm saying? It was just like a character that was a transgender.
Yeah.
And you know, and she was playing her part. And that was that. You know what I'm saying? So, because at first I was cringing because I was like, oh God, Disney. And they woke. And,
well, you know how Disney you know, do.
So I really thought that it was going to be kind of like this overbending transgender.
Right.
Transgender issues and things like that. But no, the character made sense. It didn't affect my viewing of it. When I saw the problem, I wasn't like, oh my God. I was like, oh, cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She played her character very well.
She does.
I was pleasantly surprised by the character. Mm-hmm. Character was a good, it fit good into it. Nobody was acting crazy. It wasn't a special, oh, I'm this way because of who I am. And no, you know, it wasn't anything like that. So kudos to Disney for finally doing a character that is alternative lifestyle correctly.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's how it should be done. You know, that is the way, in my opinion, that, you know, you give them an actual role.
Mm-hmm.
Their role is not their identity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause a lot of times they give these roles to people and they emphasize the identity rather than respecting them as actors. I truly believe this role was, you're going to play this computer genius that could do codes and part of this criminal team. And she played the role.
She does.
I'm a transgender. Mm-hmm. And I have to, no, it was a role and she played it well and it fit. Kudos to Disney and the director. Ryan's the right director, Coolidge?
He's Juan. He's actually executive producer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, the directors, the executive, they really did well on that character. And I am hoping in the future to see more transgender roles that are real acting roles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not there because we're just fitting in his chance. They're real actors, and I do appreciate that role, and it was good.
Yeah, and I could agree with you on that. I will say, though, a little bit of a negative. I didn't see Disney's advertising for this one a lot, you know, compared to the other, you know, shows like Loki or all of the other shows that they have. They, you know, heavily advertise. But this one, I mean, I didn't see much advertisement at all. So I don't know if it's because I'm not going to play the race card. I'm really not. I just don't know why.
Well, I know they pushed this back a while. Wakanda Forever came out, I believe, like 2 years
ago. Well, yeah, because of COVID and everything.
It was supposed to come out earlier. So I think maybe that could have played a role in it. COVID could have played a role in it. I think Disney has a problem with the Marvel, because I think they have so many ways they can go.
Yeah.
And they change their minds so much. You know, if you look at any of the timelines they had every year, they always change. You know, so I think that Disney is just having a problem of really having a clear vision of where Marvel's going to go. And because of things they change up, like, you know, they had the Kang Dynasty and all that. But then what happened, and which to me makes no sense, you know, he didn't kill nobody. You know, he had a whatever. Robbie Downey Jr., you know, he went to jail for drugs. He was in rehab. He had a lot of problems.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, yeah, he did.
And they let him continue.
And they let him, exactly. And he's and Iron he had Man. This whole redemption story.
Yeah, so I don't think they should have X'd him out.
I don't think that, but you know what? Based on the politics of this world, I mean, it's not surprising. It's, you know, it's a PR move.
Yeah.
You know, which I can understand. The human nature is like, well, you know, you guys could have worked it out and let it die down for a while. But hey, it's all about money. So
because even after he was convicted, they still allowed the Loki to come out with him in it.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, nobody was really saying, oh, my God, you know, I just think sometimes in Hollywood, you have executives that feel a personal way about things and they make a decision, because the public at the end of the day was like, OK, you know, whatever. Everybody makes mistakes. And I really think they should have kept Kang. But there are rumors that he may
come back, right?
Come back and reprise his role, because Kang is a great character. He played it so well in the movie and in Loki. So I think it's a shame that we're going to miss out on what that could have been. But like I said, we'll see. Hopefully they have surprises. You know, I know Fantastic Four, which comes out, I think, next month.
Yeah, but I'm not looking forward to that, actually. I'm really not.
Well, the only reason I'm looking forward to it, because it jump starts everything. You know, it jump starts the introduction to the X-Men, it jumpstarts it jumpstarts Doom,
right.
The multiverse stuff.
I just
Secret Wars.
I still don't.
You know, I'm excited just because I want to see, like, after Fantastic Four, we will definitely know the direction Marvel's going. We will have some spoiler alerts for me, I think. So that's one reason. In general, am I really excited? I think they should have kept the same character the same Mr. Fantastic that was in Doctor Strange. What's his name? That did the Quiet Place. But, you know, whatever. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, that's the only reason I'm excited. And I want to know how Riri and Ironheart is playing into that bigger picture. How this, because I think Marvel they dropped the ball the first time when in the beginning everything was together. You know, you had the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was tied directly into the movies.
It was.
You know what I'm saying?
It was, and then it starts bombing.
That was phenomenal. We loved it. You know, after we saw a movie, we went to see the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because, you know, I mean, pretty much the end of one season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The show was so much better.
Went into the Avengers and stuff. So it was so great. Then they fell off. They started to do stuff that outside of
it.
Yeah,
it didn't make no sense.
It just didn't make no sense. And right now, I think they're doing it, but hopefully they bring it together. You know, you have a lot of these characters out there, like Moon Knight. You have Daredevil. You have all these characters that are in the same
facility. Speaking of Daredevil, that was awesome, by the way.
That was an awesome show.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we did a critic on that.
No, I think
a review
did.
On that.
No, we did.
We did?
No, we did.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was a phenomenal show. We should have did something on it. Maybe we still will.
Yeah.
But that was a phenomenal show. And I hear that Daredevil is going to be in the new Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why season 2 is coming out before Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just hope they start tying all this stuff in together. We still have the loose holes with Chien Ling, you know, him, his movie, The Eternals. You know, nobody speaking about the Celestial popping up in the sky. Yeah,
I'm not sure I'm looking forward to The Eternals
even though they try to tie it in because, you know what was funny? And just going off a tangent. It was funny that in Captain America, they mentioned, of course, they were fighting over the vibranium. I mean, the ananium, whatever, the celestial in the middle. But nobody's talked about the big celestial
in the middle
of the sky, ocean. Just popping up in the sky. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the writers are. But, you know, I think there should be somebody that
people that focused, are getting paid shitload of money.
I think they should be somebody that's focused on making sure it all ties together. I think it should be one person in charge of, like, we're doing this movie. Then he reads the script and says, all right, guys, this is how we fit in the other movies in here. Even if it's a mention, even if it's like a, oh, shoot, we had it. But remember the one that's in the sky? He's, you know, something to tie something. You know what I mean? Just to tie this stuff in. That's all I'm saying. You know, we still have out there She-Hulk. Everybody's in New York, but for some reason, everybody.
Spider-Man.
All these crazy things happen and nobody else pops up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like blackouts and all that. Spider-Man don't pop up nowhere. He's just chilling. Up. She-Hulk don't pop up nowhere. Nobody. But Daredevil's handling it. That, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Hawkeye.
Even Hawkeye. That's what I was saying. Even Hawkeye is out there. All that stuff was happening. In New York.
Kingpin was there.
Yes,
Kingpin was happening? Fighting all this stuff, other stuff.
No, but nobody,
Daredevil didn't pop up.
Yeah.
So it just seems like there needs to be one person.
This is like we got to tie it all in.
And say,
guys,
how are we going to tie in everything?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the tying in doesn't necessarily mean the characters popping up, but mention of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mention of stuff.
Be like they're on vacation in Europe or something. I don't know.
Something like that. You know what I'm saying? They mentioned there was an episode in Daredevil, where Daredevil meets Mrs. Marvel's father. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He said his daughter's in
his
California.
His daughter was in Cali, yeah.
You know, like, okay, cool. That's a nice little tie-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, you never heard my daughter? And they're like, I've never heard
never your daughter.
You know what I'm saying? Which is funny that nobody watches TV. Like, no.
they're too busy saving the world. Like, so nobody has time for
there's
that.
There's this girl that she was all viral, apparently. But, you know, I mean, it just seems like all these superheroes are blind to each other. Like, unless you are the Avengers, nobody know who the hell you are. You know what I'm saying? Nobody cares about that. You know what I mean? Unless you're the fourth part of the Avengers, everybody else don't matter.
But I'm looking forward to Daredevil and how they're going to do with the Punisher and the Punisher series and
stuff. Yeah, the Punisher's coming
back. So I'm excited.
With a special.
I want to see. I want to see that. I want to see how that works out.
Daredevil's bringing back the Defenders.
Yep.
And apparently what they're saying is tied into Superman. Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
So I'm very excited about that. I hope they bring it together. I hope before Doomsday, they bring all this stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And by Secret Wars, everything makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping. I don't have a lot of hope for it, but I'm hoping. I want to see where Ironheart goes. I want it to make sense to me because really it doesn't make sense right now. I guess they're trying to do origin stories of the young Avengers, but it's not making sense to me.
Okay.
I mean, maybe that's who Captain America is going to bring together for his Avengers team, because apparently in the end of the Avengers, the Thunderbolt, there's two Avengers teams. Mm-hmm. There's the one that Captain America put together, which we don't know who's on that now.
Yeah.
And then the Thunderbolts, who now are the Avengers.
Who are now the new.
So, you know, I like to see where that goes. Okay. I'm not hopeful. I'm really not.
I'm not either.
But I'm just not hopeful.
I'm not either, just because how they just messed up.
Yeah.
Marvel's she's just not hopeful at all. So.
But you know, we could, you know, be hopeful and pray and see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, we could, DC as well. I'm not hopeful either. So I mean,
let's not even go there.
We're not going to talk about DC podcast. Comics.
Okay. I think that's
all right.
I think we do a podcast when Superman comes out.
Okay. Well, oh my goodness! Yes.
And then
And I'm not looking forward to that either. So
yeah, when Superman comes out, then I think
we can talk about it. Then we'll do DC.
Because I think when Superman comes out, mm-hmm. once we see it, then we will understand
where they're going, if this is good. If it makes sense.
If this makes sense.
Out of the from 200 the previews, Supermans.
I see. I'm not feeling it.
I'm not liking it at all.
I'm not really into it. But we'll see.
We'll see.
How that happens.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is for Marvel.
Yes.
So I think what we're going to do from now on mm-hmm. is really start analyzing Marvel and DC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that's what we need to do. Have a weekly series.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And I think our listeners would love that too.
I think they would love that.
Right, guys?
Yeah. Let us know. We talk about the DC mm-hmm. and the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
I think that is something that we should do and we're going to do. So,
yeah, look at you just coming off with some great ideas off the top. Yes, so, my man. Yes.
Hey, girl. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to start a new series mm-hmm. in our podcast, Couple of Critics. We're going to have it. And you know what? We may videotape it.
Okay.
You know, we should videotape it.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we should videotape it. Because that'd be like mini series. Yeah,
mini series.
Yeah, 20 minute series talking about it. 20 minute clips and stuff like that.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, so that, yeah, the, look
that's,
at that.
That's fun to look forward to.
And this came off the spot, people.
It did. This wasn't even pre-discussed. And maybe we can even do some effects on it too, like showing some of the preview, the clips real quick of some of the stuff. I'm gonna let you figure all that out. Oh,
you know what we could do? You know what? We could do like reviews.
That's
like
what I'm saying. On the spot. Or, yeah, like right there. Videos, like, with the video, play the short clip of it. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, yes. Okay. Boom. We are now your DC Marvel experts, and we will be doing our podcast.
We'll do a series about it.
Yep. Great. All right. Well, let's end this one, okay?
Yeah, we're going to end this one. Yeah, I think go check out Ironheart if you have not. Like I said, 3 episodes are out now. I'm feeling it so far. And then the next 3 episodes will be dropped on July 1st.
All right, great. All right, until next time, guys.
Bye.